platform.
Yes, we already went through this article up to this subtitle, Two Paths, A Path of Pain and A Path of Torah. Let's continue. These articles are fundamental articles that we can also use for dissemination as well as for ourselves, and also it's a topic for discussion in the groups, etc. We can use the same words as Bala Sulam, and we can also wrap it with words that are more common, that are typically used in the broad public. But indeed, these are fundamental topics about the structure of reality that we exist in, and we cannot run away from this reality, from the path by which the upper light is pulling us towards the purpose of creation. We cannot get out of it. Therefore, it's worthwhile for us to know what form we're advancing towards, purpose of creation that exists before us. It is a mandatory purpose, a mandatory goal that we have to reach within some allotted time, or maybe we can even accelerate the times and do this way through a force that is striking us, pushing us forward, or through a way that is through a good force that is pulling us and helping us in order to make the path shorter. So let's see how indeed we can choose the good direction, the good path, to reach the same goal in the end. However, the way is nevertheless very important. Yes.
Why isn't the place where we are lacking, why isn't it becoming more clear? Connection, the Creator, why are troubles being revealed? Why in that way?
If you will do good things, the right things, you will also discover the right things on the path. Upliftment, enthusiasm, being drawn forward, revelation. But if you are still turning from the will to receive to yourself one, to the will to receive for yourself two, to the will to receive for yourself three, and you keep turning between them, then certainly you feel that your whole life is full of suffering in order for you to finally try to get out of it.
So it's not only the ultimate purpose, we're asking the Creator, that's not what it's about, but also building all the steps, the stepstones towards that.
Well, you need to understand what is it that you should ask for. You need to feel that you have someone that you can ask of. How will you build all of it? A person has to attain from zero, as he's born, that he knows nothing. Through the society, he has to enter some spiritual work to detect the things that can help him on the path to reach completeness, perfection, and he doesn't know anything. He doesn't understand why he was born, for what purpose, where he is even. Such things need to be explained to him that could be completely delusionary. And the person, from everything that he has before him, he has to sort it, to sort the discernments and find his way.
Да, да, дорогой учитель, вот ваш пример вот этот вот, когда убегает от страдания, творение.
Dear Rav, that example. The suffering of the suffering that creation undergoes. I'm thinking about how to come out of that closed loop, that magic circle, and reach this divinity, the Shekhinah, what you write here.
Only through the influence of the friends. From all of the problems and troubles, all of these corners along the path that you stumble upon, and these are all bad directions, you can shift away from that by trying even blindly to bestow upon your tent. This is why it says either togetherness, either society, or death. One of two.
Это получается, что на каждое ощущение негативное, которое...
So it follows that with every negative sensation that comes to me, I need to resist it and
through this adhesion with the Creator. Upon each and every state, you have to react in such a way that you aim yourself through this state, that you improve it to go to the friends and through the friends to the Creator. Then you will see each moment in your life you have something to do.
But nevertheless, it turns out that I'm running.
You're not running away, you're engaging in the work of choice. That's it. And this is, as we read already, after the Creator sees that the person has completed his work of choice, out of his choice, then the Creator helps him and he reveals to him the path and so on. This is how it is.
Can you act in such a way where you constantly... make the state greater, meaning to constantly be connected to the friends without any dependency on anything.
You will see how you will go through states that you will hate, that you will want to kill them, not just that you disagree with them. You won't want to even look in that direction. It will be so disgusting, so repulsive, that there is nothing worse than the society. This is how you will start to feel, because the society, if it will start to bring to you the upper light, then this upper light, either it shines to you in its minus, which completely rejects you, or in its plus that attracts you. So then you go through these states of day and night until darkness shines as light, until you realize that darkness is actually not darkness, it is actually the light. However, it shines to the will to bestow and not to the will to receive.
Amen.
That the Creator will...
What does it mean for the Creator to dwell in us?
That He will dwell among us. That the Creator will dwell in us. We will simply feel that He's filling us up, filling up the whole world, and we exist inside of the Creator, like in an ocean, truly. Like we are now in the air. This is how the Creator will dwell in us. It's more correct to say that then we reside or dwell in the Creator.
So, yeah, I don't understand that. There are all sorts of definitions, like the Creator hates the bodies, He gave a law that shall not be violated, all sorts of things, I understand, but the sorrow of divinity, the sorrow...
Yes, sorrow, that you, what you feel, and it's not immediately, I understand you. Now you think that you're suffering. You will start to feel that it's not you who is suffering, rather divinity is suffering. Yes, the Creator is suffering because you disregard Him.
I understand. Thank you.
Okay, Moscow
7.
Baal Sulam writes that there is a path of suffering, and there is an easy path that's easy and good, that turns us, makes us worthy and qualified very quickly without suffering. So what is he talking about here? What suffering exactly? What pains?
If you are assisted through with the support of the ten and together you decide that each and every moment you hold each other and you think about how everyone, all of you, will not fall from that state where you tie yourself to the Creator, you will see how much you will advance. You will see how much in that state where you want to tie yourselves together and that the Creator will also be truly bound within your web, that you obligate Him to be together with you. You will feel that indeed you are working and all of these moments start more and more and more to be clarified and to clarify the different situations for you. Try to do it only this way. There is no other way. The problem is that a person is constantly falling into his own personal state where he thinks that he's not okay. He's not okay only in one thing, that he doesn't tie himself to the ten. That's it. And let's see Ita 4.
Buongiorno Rav, ma non ho capito. Questo articolo riguarda le persone in generale?
I don't understand. This article speaks of people. Does it speak of people in general or only those with a point in the heart?
Those who don't have a point in the heart, the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't speak to them at all. Because there's no one to talk to. There's no one to turn to. There is no desire, no quality in a person to which you can turn. Now, certainly each and everyone has a point in the heart. However, when we say that there is no point in the heart, what we mean is that it is not yet clarified. It doesn't yet show its action. That's it. There are such people, millions, billions, in whom the point in the heart is still dormant. But it does exist in each and every one. However, deep inside, somewhere inside of the heart, beyond all kinds of desires that have nothing to do with spirituality. So bit by bit, it will become revealed. Bit by bit means through a certain number of actions, but it won't take a lot of time. It can all happen in our generation. This is clear, right? Good. Hebrew 10.
So according to everything said thus far, what is that degree called that one who feels the sorrow of the public, feels the comfort of the public, is awarded with that. What degree is that? Does he feel the sorrow of the ten, the sorrow of the world?
Yes, as much as a person feels that the ten is not sufficiently connected, in such a way, this sorrow, this is the vessel, the clay that will bring him to the consolation of the public, that he sees following his actions that everything is falling into place and divinity is becoming revealed in.
Excuse me, it's not clear what the difference is between the path of suffering and the path of Torah for the person on the path.
We are specifically talking about a person who's on the path, but the path of suffering is I understand you're actually asking the question. It's not so simple, meaning if I'm on the path and I'm searching for how to find a place where the Creator will be revealed in order to bring him contentment, then what is the path of suffering? So it's as he says here, that if a person does not prepare this place, Then the Creator pressures him through all kinds of different forms. He demands of him that he will do it, do whatever is necessary, because a person is a part of this great system. And in that great system, he has to discover his place. As each and every one of us, there are 600,000 parts that are further divided into thousands and thousands of other parts. Each one of us needs to prepare the place. So either the time has come and I need to correct myself because I'm a part of Adam HaRishon, so I'm being brought to a group, and they explain to me, what is it that I need to do? I have to connect with the 10, and then by that, I prepare a place out of myself through my connection with the others, where the Creator can be revealed. In this way, there is the path of Torah, where I do it by myself, I understand, I study, I take part with the others, or the path of suffering, when I don't quite want to do it. And then the Creator pressures me, because the Creator, that same light that needs to be revealed, in that place, it is standing there, and it has to be revealed already. However, there's no place for it to be revealed. The place is not yet corrected. And then there is a gap between it, between the light and the place, and it is felt in us as suffering.
Terence.
I understand that when I suffer, someone who is in the path, when he suffer, it is the ego who is suffering. The ego is not happy. It's bring suffering inside someone.
Yes.
But how do I differentiate the path of suffering, the suffering of my ego and the suffering of Derer Isurim?
Terence, can you repeat the end of the question?
How do I do the difference between the suffering of my ego and the suffering that we say the suffering of Derer Isurim?
The suffering of the ego, so you suffer. The suffering that are the right suffering, you feel that the Creator is suffering. That because he cannot clothe in the friends, because you're not preparing a sufficient room for him.
Good morning, Rav. A question from the young group from Javier. What kind of suffering does a person feel when he has a point in the heart? Is it something physical or is it just a feeling of spiritual lack?
There are several kinds of suffering, one after the other. It starts with the egoistic suffering, that I have no connection with the spiritual world, that is, which is more than what I have here. So I want it egoistically. Then there is further development when he no longer thinks only about himself, but also for the 10, etc., until he reaches a state where he wants to bring contentment to the Creator. But this whole development is through drawing the light. The light shines on him, and it takes him from one state to the next state, from one degree to the next degree. Then he starts from self-love, that he is suffering, to think about the group, that it is suffering, and out of that, about the Creator who is suffering, divinity, the sorrow of divinity, and this is how he advances.
Chelyabinsk.
А можно спросить, а чего нам не хватает для объединения?
What are we missing in order to achieve connection?
A desire. This is what we are lacking. We are not mechanically reminding one another that we have to be connected. Constantly, constantly remind one another.
Sì, ho sentito che dicevi che il creatore ci aiuta quando.
I heard you say that the creator helps us.
Quando abbiamo completato la nostra scelta. Qual è questa scelta?
That we have completed our choice. Once we have completed our choice, so what is this choice?
We choose the good path. We want to connect together with every step in every situation, to connect more and to ask the Creator to help us in this connection. And after He establishes our connection, we want Him to be revealed within it. Azerbaijan.
Доброе утро, Раф. Джамиль задает вопрос. Что я могу сделать, чтобы группа не видела страдания?
What can I do so that the group will not experience suffering?
I don't think I really need to think about that. How the group sees me, if I'm sorry, I regret, or I don't. It's not important to me. The group is like me. We're together. The main thing for us is to connect, to hug each other and embrace the Creator together with us and to ask Him to make us one body with Him also.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот вы сказали вот про ближайшую ступень к нам. Это...
Dear Rav, you said about the nearest degree to us that it is the shoresh, the root and the light of nefesh. In that state, does a person not feel suffering or does he feel it differently?
If a person achieves the feeling of the light of nefesh, he feels that the Creator fills the whole of the whole of reality, his relation to creation is entirely different now. He feels that he is in a state where the Creator fills the whole of reality. The presence of the Creator is everywhere. That's the light of Nefesh. Now, of course, you have greater and greater degrees, but this much he has already. Well, let's see Hebrew 10.
No, Rav, it's not clear what you said now. You asked if it was clear. What does it mean to feel the sorrow of others? It means that I'm already above myself. I'm no longer egoist. Each one feels that he's suffering, or what?
Of course, everyone can feel the suffering of others to an extent. It's because we are within the same will to receive. It's a bit different, of course, in different ways, but we are in the same general will to receive. And so what one suffers of, each one, everyone else can also imagine suffering from the same thing, and so that's why they suffer from that imagination. Imagining that suffering, that thing hurting him as well. But it doesn't mean that I'm suffering, that I'm sharing the suffering of another, what he feels. It means that I'm suffering from that thing, whereas the suffering of another, for that I need the quality of bestowal. So that through the quality of bestowal in me, I could see how the other suffers from my integration with him. And then it can be said that I have the suffering of another. Meaning, until I have the vessels of bestowal, I am not able to feel the suffering of others. I can only see, hear, and can imagine to myself that suffering. And so I want to put a stop to it so that there is no suffering, etc. But it's because I awaken as I don't want this thing to harm me because it pains me to see that he is suffering. Is that clear?
This means that the first sorrow that you now describe, which is egoistic sorrow, it's as though I feel solidarity with others, some common pain, and it can be felt in such a way also. So it's not really sorrow that I have vessels of bestowal, and I'm truly like the Creator. I relate to the world this way.
A few less words. You feel suffering because this... you feel it as though you're suffering. And if you did not feel that, you would feel no suffering.
So what is the right test if I'm suffering correctly for others?
Above reason. Only above reason. Then you feel this suffering not within your own vessels, meaning aimed towards you, but above yourself. That's the only way in which you can be objective.
Раф, вот вы сейчас так высоко этот ответ подняли. Я хочу чуть снизины спросить.
I would like to ask, you gave the following answer, it was so high, I want to ask on a bit lower level. If I don't see, if I don't feel some desire towards the suffering of others, how can I rise?
Ask the Creator. You're incapable of doing that. Nobody's capable of it. All the suffering that we feel, it's all because we put ourselves in the place of the one who's suffering. You see all those good-hearted people going out to the street, shouting, crying, what's going on. You can see that in the United States happening now. That's the biggest ego, the most stinking, foul ego. If you want to actually share the suffering of others, you need first of all to rise above your will to receive. And it doesn't matter what you feel within your will to receive, you rise above that. And then when you are in the vessels of bestowal, begin to connect with others. Begin to feel their suffering in your vessels of bestowal instead of your vessels of reception, and then you will be able to help them.
Вы сейчас сказали другого, то есть другого имеется в виду товарища в десятке.
You now said about
yes, the friend from the ten.
So
it turns out that in the beginning, in order to rise above your ego, there has to be detachment. I'm asking because I don't feel this method of adhesion here. How should you first disconnect in order to rise above your ego? And then accordingly, you have to...
You must be separated from your will to receive. Otherwise, you're with your will to receive, you join the will to receive of the friend, and then two egoists begin to cause havoc. You have to rise above your will to receive, above your ego, and then with your vessels of bestowal, you want to feel the suffering of the friend. And then, when you connect to him, you help him. Only that way. Petah
Tikva 25. Feeling of suffering of others in the vessels of bestowal. Is it a feeling that the friend is not filled up by the Creator because of me, and this is why I don't want to feel it?
It's the feeling that you're not giving him the light of correction and the light of fulfillment.
This is the reason that we run away from the feeling of the deficiency of others, because it kind of forces me to perform an act of correction?
Yes. Obligates.
Thanks.
You see, he asks to the point. Very simple question, answer, and we're done. Right? Well, so that's clear. Petah Tikva 19.
Yes, hello, Rav. Also a question about the sorrow. The difference between the sorrow of others, this is in my will to receive. After I acquire vessels of bestowal, I feel the sorrow in the will to receive of the others also.
You feel the sorrow of others within your own desire, and you will feel that you are at fault for his suffering.
In his will to receive?
What do you mean his? It's not his. You connect to him, so it's yours.
Separate
essay. We see here that there's a certain problem, that we need to be very cautious. And not teach people how to be, oh, just nice and good to one another that way. Because then they will receive reward from one another and how good it is. We need to understand well what Baal HaSulam means, that, oh, they'll give out medals and do all kinds of benefits to each other. It's not in order to hide from them the path of truth, so that they don't replace this path of truth with receiving reward from the environment. That's what he writes, that, and here we have clarified well that the purpose of religion is only for the individual who engage in it and not at all for the use of benefit of common people. Completely not in order to serve the common people or the creatures, but only if through this we're operating towards the Creator. And if not to the Creator, we don't go and arrange things for them to be good for the created beings. Just if you do good for them, you're shutting down their path to true correction, meaning the Creator seemingly is corrupting it and you're fixing it. Here we need to understand the depth of this. This is why we're not operating like some goody-two-shoes, people who are all kinds of organizations that are world correctors. We do not work towards people in a direct way, because we know that in such a way, just like we will do good for them, by that we will just corrupt their path. We will blemish their path. It's as it's written, one who holds back on with his staff holds back on raising his son. Meaning, we need to show them the right way and how it is done in this way between friends, between everyone actually, that each helps the others, being connected so that the Creator will be revealed between us. And only in such a manner we come to the absolute good. And if we do this just so that for the time being there will be for the people good, we are actually blemishing their path. We can destroy our children this way. If we don't demand of them, if we don't do in their place, if we will do everything in their place, this is truly, we will ruin their lives. That's why our entire work needs to be, this is a not simple approach. Yes? Where we need to be, as he writes here, that the engagement according to the teachings of ethics, where it has to do with being right for the people, is similar to rent. It's like when you do something that will get a reward that will not good for do good for them.
From what I understand, this is why it's very important that in our explanation to outside, we should include a systematic issue of why is it that we even approach it in such a way, and
Right, right. Otherwise, just like these Kabbalists say, then everyone says it this way. And there's nothing, there's no problem. So let's go and... There are many such doctrines that talk about helping others and doing it nice and good. That is completely not what we're talking about. I don't want to expand on this yet, but to the extent in which the wisdom of Kabbalah actually tells us in a simple way, if you want to do good to a person, you just need to reveal to him the path to the good, to teach him how all the blows that he's receiving lead him to the good, to the extent in which all the blows bring a person to the good. And it's not that you're trying to spare him of those blows, but just how to respond to them correctly. Whereas the rest of the methods immediately tell you how to get rid of the blows, and we don't. The blows come from the Creator in order to aim us to the goal, and without those blows we cannot advance. If we will be ready for those blows, we will receive them in the right way, meaning we will be able to realize them correctly, and not like in rent, like he...
Rav, if possible, to ask this, when it appears that all the states come from the Creator, in the path of suffering, how do you not stay in that and stick to the inner state?
You need to constantly be with the friends and everything in life, from morning to night, everything you think, you need to think from within the connection you have with your ten. Otherwise, it's not spirituality. Truly in such a way. Don't separate for nothing. Try it this way, in the most intimate things, in the most these things or those things, doesn't matter what. Imagine that you're doing it together with the friends. Together with the friends. And then, your actions will be pure. Try and you'll see.
Be'er Sheva.
Rob, remembering the friend is something I keep trying to do, and then I forget, and maybe remember at the end of the day, and it doesn't happen. How do you do that?
How do we do this? We do it such that we won't forget. Ask the friends, every one of them, that they don't have to call, but for everyone to think about the fact that the connection between us is permanent connection. That's it. Internally, from within the heart.
How do you connect? How?
Dial from your heart.
Okay, let's say that I remember now them during the day and I didn't think about the friends for an hour. Then... what do I do?
You need to repent, you need to be sorry, and to connect, and try not to disconnect.
Dear teacher, according to what you said, that all of my most intimate desire... I have to relate it to the Creator. How do I do it?
You try to realize, implement it with the friends, within force, with the friends, every single thing with the friends. Because imagine to yourself, if you would be in spirituality, you'll be with them all the time. The final, complete adhesion with the Ten and the Creator. How will you be in all your engagements? Well, there's also a few dirty ones or intimate ones, there's no problem, not a problem. You need to adhere to the friends and the Creator more than to all those external things. And that's it.
И потом я оцениваю, как бы, как все остальные мысли и желания по их пригодности к этому.
Да, Ken.
After that, I check.
Yes, exactly.
Чистым использованием желаний. Это значит, что я правильно ими пользуюсь?
Betach.
This is called pure use, clean use of the desire.
Rav, how do we increase the intensity of our connection throughout the entire day, and especially in the tense meeting?
של הקשר שלנו, במיוחד במפגשי העשיריות.
אנחנו צריכים קודם לדבר עד כמה שאנחנו לא מסוגלים בלי עשירייה.
We first need to talk about how we're not capable without the ten to reach the goal. As if we remain in disconnects in the ten, then we are beasts. We're at the level of a beast, of an animal, and cannot ever reach the goal. First of all, necessities. We have to awaken. And then, how do we strengthen the connection between us? And talk about it. Talk.
Вы могли бы развернуть вот эту тему, представлять всегда десятку в любых действиях?
Can you open up this topic of how to describe yourself in actions with the ten?
I depict myself a ten that is constantly with me. That it's with me all the time, the concept of the ten, the thoughts, the desires, all that we are. Constantly with me. That's it. Try to feel them all throughout the day. Just like if, God forbid, a young child is sick at home and his mother has to go to work nevertheless. So she thinks about him constantly, all the time. It doesn't matter that she's working there in that place and does something, but he is constantly on her mind and in her heart. And that's how we too need to think about the ten. Exactly like that. Even more than that.
But if you're talking to the broad public, not to Kabbalah students or points in the hearts that are joining, what religion, right. What upper force, what are you turning to the public?
I explain to them that there is an upper force in nature, this general force of nature, which is called the nature, and in Gematria, nature is Elohim, is the Creator. I explain all those things so that they won't be confused like they were taught by all kinds of people that don't understand what religion is, what the essence of religion is, and what its purpose is. I explain this, yes. Otherwise, they will remain not understanding anything. You need to bring them the thought of it, this feeling of it. It's not enough where they are.
So we can't just tell them, let's connect and be great to each other.
No, then you're just some kind of a nice guy that is just repulsive.
When we say wisdom of connection, what's the peak of it?
The top of this wisdom of connection is that we reach a nature that is integral, global, that is like that. It's built this way. It's disclosed before us from day to day more. That's why in order for us to attain this nature, to go out to the broad worlds, to explain to ourselves where we are, we need to build such systems in us. And then we'll start to feel the global nature in the global humanity.
Many times we say that the broad public doesn't need to engage in deepen their understanding of what the Creator is, that we need to be their intentions, that we just need to absorb their deficiencies and we'll be a passageway for them.
No, you can't. You won't have what to connect with them with. You can't leave them in a false state.
How will you explain the concept of creator to the public?
The whole of nature, this whole force that created the universe. Did you hear about the Big Bang? That's it. So that force that was there even before the Big Bang and did the Big Bang and created the whole universe and also Earth and upon Earth, the still vegetative animal and speaking, all of that is called Elohim, the creator. In Gematria, it is the nature, and it has no form of a face or a posterior, hands and feet, and it's a whole force field of nature, a field of forces. What, a normal person can't understand that? Today?
All right, so the message of unity above differences doesn't satisfy us. We have to explain that there is a creator here, a general force of nature.
If we connect between us in the building of this connection of ours, we are more suitable, we're more closer to that field, like that force. And then its influence comes to us in a more powerful way. And then we merit those forces of connection, the forces of action, the forces of understanding and feeling. We begin to develop. Until this day, we have yet to develop. We only developed materialistically. When we start to become rounder, meaning make from ourselves a circle, a ten, we will, from this small ten, we will we resemble the whole big universe. It's also round, and we are also round. And then we start in accordance to equivalence of form of ours and it to receive inspiration, influence, radiance from it, and begin to grow, to get wiser.
Рав, исходя из этого отрывка и пути Каббалы, какая уместна помощь другим, если мы говорим о внешних?
Рав, as a result of what we read and the dissemination of Kabbalah, what kind of help we can give to external people in searching for the goal of life?
How do we explain this to strangers, to external people? We explain to everyone what the purpose of life is as we learn it in the wisdom of Kabbalah. We don't hide it from anyone that our problem in our generation is but to discover the upper force, because otherwise we will suffer. That's it.
Brazil. Brazil.
Good morning. As you say now about the Big Bang, what Kabbalah says about the particle physics, or is this just a human imagination?
לא אומר כלום, לא אומרת כלום, ואנחנו לא לומדים את זה ולא רוצים לדעת.
It doesn't say anything, and we don't want to know. The particles are us. Us. That's it. Beyond that, we don't learn. What do you care about particles? What do you need that for? First of all, attain this whole picture, this connection between everyone through the light. Then you will see everything. And now to explain those things is simply redundant. It's not possible.
Africa. As Enchila.
So there's no question?
Tov.
Okay, no.
United VG1.
Раф, вопрос из Канады. Как мне научиться распространять через...
Ло шумим.
Не слышно?
We don't hear you.
как мне научиться распространять через объединение в десятке, через молитву и привлечение света, как делать
это? How can I learn to disseminate through the connection with the ten, the connection with the light, and not through something else?
I don't know. You need to turn to our friends about that, and they'll help you with that. And correct your microphone, otherwise you won't be able to ask. Novosibirsk.
Да, Раф, вот такой вопрос про страдания, да? Если вот в десятке...
I have a question about suffering.
Как бы вот обрабатывать десятки.
If in the ten, there's no...
В каких форматах?
There's no, you know, habit of talking about our disturbances and all that. Maybe to do it through the Gabbai or...
You're asking questions that I don't answer. It's the work and the group that we need to start to do this. What is this? Are you asking things that we've been through dozens of times and now I'll have to bring it all up and explain? It's not possible. Latin 4.
Shalom, querido Rab. Generalmente las personas del 99% están conectadas con las diferentes religiones.
Hello, dear Rab.
Y la ética secular. Entonces, cuando diseminamos, ¿cuál es la línea roja que no debemos?
People are very different between their, you know, religious beliefs and secular attitudes. And when we disseminate, what is our red line that we shouldn't cross, shouldn't say, and to not get into the ethics and religion and all that?
We don't go into their area. We're talking about the general adaptation of the general nature. In physics, there's a general force that operates in the world, a positive force, and we are the negative force. And we talk about how we advance in our changes in adapting to this positive force altogether. What does it have to do with religion? Let them pray and do whatever they want. We have no connection to that. No connection whatsoever. Not felt as religious context.
Right, clear. I'm saying before we open our mouth, or even in the beginning, that's how we're perceived. That's the presupposition. So how do we explain this outcry that Barasulam says in the article, this is where the matter lies within? How do we communicate that?
That there is one force in the world which operates. It's called the positive force. Call it the creator. He establishes everything, creates everything, and demands but one thing from us, one commandment. There's a reason why I'm saying Bore, creator, and mitzvah, commandment. Because this is the connection between us. He created the creature, shattered him to pieces, and wants this creature to ask him to reconnect him. Why? Because by the creature turning to him to ask for connection, first of all, he starts to get to know the Creator. Secondly, he starts to get to know how the Creator connects the parts. Thirdly, what is that part that is separated and the parts that connect? What in their connection do they attain? The Creator. They come to dvikut, so adhesion with Him. More than that, you don't need. Altogether, you have such a simple picture that you can explain it to a baby.
Rav, I wanted to ask about what's happening now in Petah Tikva and perhaps in other groups around the world. There are friends who are starting to get organized to move to other places, some as, individual people, others as groups, some convince each other to move to other places because of the virtual reality. How should we relate to that?
Well, first of all, Petah Tikva, I don't think that the... This is a place that especially the coronavirus is in control, so that's not a reason. But more than likely, they're moving because there are places that are more pleasant, nicer, maybe cheaper. Yes, could be that there's work. I don't know. I'm just asking one thing. If tomorrow we will have the possibility to once again enter into studies together, will we enter or not? To me, it's clear that yes. 100% it's clear to me that yes. If now someone will come and give us whatever our building is worth and even more, I don't think it's worthwhile for us to get rid of the building. This is our world center. And here, the studies, the moment that it's possible, must take place. That's one thing. The second thing, I think that soon we will be able to renew our studies. Maybe not all of us. We may divide the people, let's say 30 or 40 or how many we can prevent that will sit certainly in the proper way, as should be, and they will come appropriately, and if masks are necessary, as it should be appropriately done, and we will sit and study. So every day, let's say, how many can you, for weddings?
I think that at the moment, only up to 20 people. That's then from 20, the last few days.
It's not too bad. Let's say 20. Even though, we have to check, of course. It could be that in our case, that you can do more. And then let's say you could do 50. So that's already something. We usually have, 400?
More or less, 350, 400.
Let's say 400. Well, 400, divide that to 50. What is that, 8? So within a week's time, each can be here in studies. I will be very happy for that, to go down to the second floor. Also now, there are people there. You're also sitting there right now? Michael, you're sitting there right now, right? You're in my place right now, yes?
Right.
Okay, so I'll throw you out of my chair and I'll start teaching, yes? The hall is okay, it's normal. People could sit and learn as usual. Nothing's happening with it.
Also possible on the roof.
I don't know about the roof, but it's possibly, yeah, maybe, could be. I don't know if it would be possible to do more on the roof because of the air out there, and not like here where it's through the air conditioning, through the chiller. Well, in short, I am ready for that, and I think so. I would move at least temporarily to... For 2-3 months, I would move only under the condition that I have no choice. I have to make a living and earn and at least support my family because of the situation. But to move just like that, make your calculation. I think that within a short period of time, we will come back to the study hall. Under all kinds of formats, it might not be everyone together. Accordingly, we may also start meals. It's not the end of the world with this coronavirus. And in such a way, we will do it. Let's say the study hall, we sit with certain distancing between one another, but we sit, we eat, we drink. We could do it and organize it in such a way that's nice and precise. And that's how we would have it. Even with that little instrument to measure temperatures and other things. Yes? There's no problem. I think that within a month or two, it will be clarified. Let's start thinking in that direction and not in the direction of outwards. That's it. I don't think that one who is pulling people further away from our center is doing any favor to people, and also not to himself. I don't see that in another place, if it's there or not, that he gets there necessary things for his sustenance, and you're not. But I wouldn't leave. That's what I wanted to